Okay, let's go ahead and get started on the last session for this evening. You should find these sheets of paper in front of you. It says Renovation Session 4. That's a session we're doing tonight. And it says Qualitative Thresholds. What's that? And let me just say this. Basically, what he's trying to say there is, how do we know we're doing what God wants us to do? Because sometimes our measure isn't a correct measure. Like a new church may start, say, in Dallas, Texas, and in 3 months they've got 2,000 people going there, and they'd be saying, "Hey, we're really doing what God wants and everything." But then if they look over their shoulders, 10 churches have closed, and it's like, "Well, what have we really done? We've just transplanted growth. Have we really done what God wants?" So that's what this is talking about here as far as qualitative thresholds. How do we know we're doing what God wants? And what does God want us to do? Kirk was just talking about it moments ago. Make disciples. Okay, let me reread Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing him in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." So we're to go to the nations. Well, we're going to start in Jerusalem, wherever we're at, right? Well, we're not in Jerusalem. We are in Alliance. All right, so here we are in Alliance. And last week we talked about geographies and to think in terms of even sub-geographies. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit later about our own giftings and capabilities. So what is your sub-geography that God is calling you to reach out to? You know, maybe a subcategory of youth. You know, Kirk and I were just lamenting. CC's Pizza has closed.
Oh, man.
We're distraught because both of us as pastors could eat there free. So we're distraught. Maybe that's why we're not a business. It could be. It could be. They are actually closed. But maybe there's an opportunity there. Maybe there's an opportunity there to have like a Christian coffee house. I emailed a buddy of mine that deals with properties in Alliance, and I said, "Who's the owner? What's the rent? Who knows?" Okay? Maybe youth. How about schools? Last week, I got invited as a pastor to go to Marlington Schools. I went to Marlington Middle School, and I met all the principals and the superintendent. I met Rayo's boss. He's telling me how they have to actually force Rayo to take vacation. But the schools, get this, they invited the pastors there because they want the help of local churches to help their youth. And I know Jerry was asking about what can we do in the schools. And he actually, you were looking into Alliance?
Yeah.
And it was a closed door. Yeah. Well, guess what? There's an open door. Marlington. Is the Spirit doing something there? I don't know. But it's worth checking out. It's an opportunity. It's something worth checking out. So what's your sub-geography? Sometimes you just got to go fishing a little bit and pray it through and see what God may open up. I was having breakfast Saturday morning, and I'm trying to engage the guy to my left in a conversation about a certain subject, but the guy across from me kept shanghaiing the conversation. And I realized that maybe the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk to this gentleman instead of the other guy. I could talk to the other guy anytime. A divine appointment. Then later on that same day, I'm here in the church parking lot doing some striping and stuff. And there's a guy here with his kids riding bike. And I engaged him in a conversation. And I couldn't believe how he opened up to me. And the next day was he was in church with his daughters. You don't know where these things will go. So sometimes we got to look a little bit strategically, and that's what last week was talking about. And that's why I want to reiterate this today. What's your geography? What's your area? And maybe you don't know. That's fine. Start finding out. I mean, you wouldn't believe it, how opportunities just seem to come up if you just turn your radar on and say, hey, maybe God doesn't want me to talk to the guy on my left. Maybe the guy in front of me is the guy I really should be talking to. So, tonight we're going to be, the gentleman, Dwight Smith, is going to be talking about four thresholds or things that he believes that we should look for in terms of success, in terms of knowing that we're doing what God wants us to do. Now, I'm handing you these sheets because he doesn't follow the order of your notebooks. So if you try to follow along the order in his notebook, it ain't going to work. Okay, so go along with the sheet. You still take notes in the margins in the notebook, but follow the sheet, and that'll show you where he's headed and what he's talking about. Okay. Amen? Let's start the video.